Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hey, and we've been having a great time visiting here at Hudson in Princeton. A great dealership they do, and really probably one of the original. And I wasn't for sure if they were the original Hudson dealership or not. And Sean, we were talking a little bit about the history of this dealership. Tell us a bit about this history here.
Well, we are the second Hudson store. A lot of people say we're the first, but Mayfield was the first. This store was a Robinson John Deere dealership. It also sold Studebakers. So when we redid the front of our store, we opened the front of it up where we could show the round roof, because I was always told that was part of the Studebaker dealership. So just a lot of history that you wouldn't think, because, I mean, I hardly can remember Studebaker cars. So to be standing in a showroom that used to have Studebaker cars in it, now have John Deere tractors in it, is something in itself. Yeah. You know, what kind of history is there in Studebaker and John Deere? Yeah. The age of them products is unheard of, you know, and it's right here in Princeton.
Yeah, right here.
You know, history right here in Princeton. So that's something to be proud of in itself.
No Studebakers here anymore, unfortunately, but that's probably good if we still had a few of those around. Yeah. They were great cars.
Yeah, for sure. We just replaced it with a better product.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
And painted them green and yellow.
Yeah.
So we could still call it a Studebaker if you want to call it a Studebaker. As long as you want to buy one, we'll call it whatever you want to call it.
Obviously, a great selection of John Deere tractors, equipment, combines. You guys can pretty much get anything in the John Deere line that folks need. Even I see out here in something, for years you didn't see them, but the square baler. A lot of people are going back to square balers. I see a square baler out on the lot.
Yeah, we when I was out riding around seeing customers and stuff, that is actually starting to come back. Horse hay has become a big deal here in this area. John Deere's balers have been proven year after year after year that they're one of the best out there. So if that's something that you're wanting to do, we hear people all the time talking about they're not making money on row crops, so hay has become a way to, you know, to have some income coming in. So if that's something you want to do, that's a cheaper avenue than having to buy a combine, buying a square baler, you know, to make some money off some hillsides or something. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that you want to do, we keep our bale twine and net wrap in stock. So if that's something that you're doing when it's hay season, come see us on that.
Sure.
You know, square balers, round balers. John Deere's got one of the best round rollers out there. Yeah, we've got that as well.
And that's the important thing to remember, all the things to go with it. That's sometimes you overlook that and think, well, I can buy, just get one used or get one somewhere. But to have the pieces to go with it, the parts to go with it, and the equipment to go with it is important.
Yeah. Something that we do here is we haven't mentioned, we've got a lot of outside vendors.
Right, okay.
We've got from J&M grain carts to MacDon heads. We carry parts for both of them. Underfoot and Landall, we carry all of them. Steel is one of our outside vendors that we keep a lot of product for. From we've got the smallest battery-operated chainsaws to we've got the big bad boy over there that'll cut a tree down big around than me. So, yeah, we've got it's not just John Deere. We have several lines. So if you're having a hard time, we can even get parts for International Ford. We've got A&I, which is one of our outside vendors that we can get products for them. So if you can't get something or we're closer to you than your other dealerships, stop by and we'll try to get you something for a non-green and yellow product. You know, we don't lock the door on somebody because they run red or blue or whatever other color out there. We will try to service you. We want to be a one-stop shop as much as we can. So we want as many avenues as we can to get whatever you need for whatever product you have. We're going to try to do it.
That's mainly customer service. That's what you really have.
Absolutely. That's number one. That's what we fight for every day, is to make sure that we don't get any customers that's upset with us or mad at us. We want, like I said, a family friendly community based store that wants to be a part of the community. That's what we're about.
That's what it is.
That's what it's about.
I go, no, again, happy FFA week. You're an FFA product. A lot of folks here, I heard Mr. Kemp talk about the same thing. He's FFA product as well. So a lot of great history there and a great time to support FFA week.
Yeah, if you're not involved in FFA or you've not, do some due diligence and do some research on it. It is a huge, huge thing for our youth. Like I said, people are not wanting to farm, not wanting to get their hands dirty, but the people that do, like me, it's a great organization to learn skills that will put you in a great career. It's gave me a 25-year career, and I base that a lot on my FFA, what I learned in my FFA time. Absolutely, if your kid is not a bookworm, it is definitely a organization that may could help your son or daughter find an avenue that they don't have to do the things that they don't want to do.
I think that's important.
Yeah, it's absolutely important.
John, Sean, I appreciate you letting us stop by and visit with you today. Had a great time. Sean Stewart with Hudson and the folks here at Princeton. Great job, great folks, great customer service, and just an enjoyable time to talk and stop and talk FFA.
Yeah, y'all come see us. If you have any questions, need anything, like I said, if it's something that you don't think we have, we might can get it. Feel free to call us. My guys are willing to dig deep to try to find what you need. So come see us. We've got some great deals, discounts, all that. You can go online and see that or stop by and see us.
Sounds good. We're at Hudson talking National FFA Week. We're on 103.3 and 1580 AM WPKY.